Okay, well, welcome back to Tasting Tuesdays here on the Midday Show, sponsored in part by the South Egremont Spirit Shop, curated wines, regional spirits, and craft brews, southegremontspirits.com. Also by the Shawgunk Wine Trail, 14 wineries, cideries, and distilleries offering events, tours, and tastings. Find out more at gunkswine.com. And finally by Kingston Implant Center, offering computer-guided dental implant placement with a 15-year implant guarantee. Located on Broadway in Kingston, the initial consultation fee is waived for KZE listeners. Learn more at KingstonImplantCenter.com. And it is my great pleasure today to welcome Marta from Potter's Table to Tasty Tuesdays. Hi, Marta.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for coming all the way down to Red Hook, Brooklyn. Thank God we talked before you... I it's interesting that distinction, because I believe the one in Brooklyn is likely the first of the two.
Yeah.
But I do sometimes have to make that distinction for people.
Yeah.
Because I can't take for granted that everybody knows. I started my history up in the Hudson Valley at Bard College.
Okay. Which is
80s.
Just on the road. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I knew Red Hook, but I, you know, who knows? You know, if you say, I'm come over to Red Hook, and then people are like, I'm here.
That's so funny.
Oh, no. But anyway, it's a pleasure to be here with you today on Tasting Tuesdays, and I'm very excited to talk to you about your company. Now, you're based in Catskill, New York.
Yes, we're in Catskill, New York.
Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about the history of Potter's Table.
Well, Potter's Table started about 7 years ago with just a very simple concept of bringing people together. So first, we were just a group of friends, Potter friends that would gather. They would share their pottery with us. We would serve meals. And I would make these flatbreads. And
amazing.
I think my friends really kind of loved them. And then, you know, we kept doing that, and we wanted to make it a bigger thing. But then COVID happened. So I was still making the flatbreads. Mm-hmm. But with COVID, we ended up deciding to become a bakery and bring this more to a general public.
Okay.
So our community mission shifted. Mm-hmm. Instead of bringing friends and artists together, we ended up saying we want to serve our community by providing opportunities for unique and underserved people in our community.
Oh, so like, tell me a little bit more about that part of the mission and the goals of Potter's Table.
So really, we are still very community-centric. Uh-huh. We're people over profits. And
that's an interesting concept in 2025.
Yeah. Well, I think it's an important concept.
It's really, I would say it's crucial.
Yeah. I see what's happening in the news, and I feel more and more passionate about what we do.
That's great.
So we really believe in people's superpowers. Everybody has a superpower. And we're tenants of the Arc Mid-Hudson right now. We started out here in their incubator program. Mm-hmm. And we've worked, about half of our employees are people that come through us through the Arc Mid-Hudson.
Okay, for those who don't know Arc Mid-Hudson, why don't you tell us a little bit
about
that?
So the Arc Mid-Hudson services people here in the Hudson Valley that experience a disability of some sort, whether it be autism or more developmental disability. Mm-hmm. And so we started working with them to provide those individuals opportunities. And we learned that they really do have some amazing superpowers.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And, you know, we've been here for 5 years. They're wonderfully loyal. And I've learned just so much from working with them. And we want to expand that. We want to really continue to grow with them.
Where is Arc Mid-Hudson? Where are they based? Where are they located?
So they're in Catskill.
Oh, they are.
There is a larger, I think their administrative offices are in Kingston. Mm-hmm. So they're in Catskill. They service Greene County.
I see.
All of Greene County. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Great. So, but the product that is still the main staple of the business are the flatbreads, the crackers, right?
Yes.
And you self-distribute?
We self-distribute. We started out just distributing to New York City, to the Hudson Valley, and now we're distributing nationally.
Nationally. I did not know that.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
And you have just this little shop. I know exactly where it is in Catskill. I've passed it many, many times on my way to the Price Chopper.
Yeah. We're across the street.
You're right across the street from the Price Chopper and next door to the diner, the Ambrosia Diner.
Yeah.
You have a kitchen there. And are you going to like outgrow that space there?
We are.
Yeah.
We've already outgrown our space.
Right.
We're looking for our forever home
now. Okay.
Well, so if there's anybody out there,
please, this is a great opportunity to make that, you know, I don't know, request or plea. If you're listening and you know of a kitchen, basically you need a kitchen, right?
A kitchen. Yeah. Or just a,
and you need an area for packaging.
Correct.
And distributed, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you do need a bigger space. You know, and they're doing such great work for the community. Their mission is really fantastic. People should go to where to find out more about Potter's Table?
Potterstable.com.
Mm-hmm.
And there you'll see, you know, information about us, but you'll also see a lot of our gift offerings.
Right.
So through our website, you can buy gift offerings directly and our product.
Yeah. And one of the places you distribute is Taste New York at Todd Hill.
Correct.
That's how we first connected through Lachelle.
Yeah.
So Lachelle connected us because she was just like thinking Potter's Table would be great tasting music. Yes. And Lachelle is once again accurate. This
well,
has been
thank
fantastic
you, Lachelle.
To meet you. All right. So here it is. It is called Tasting Tuesdays, this little thing we're doing. So at the risk of crunching on the radio, always a...
Yes.
Out of respect for those who might be listening, I won't be crunching on the air, but I will be tasting a number of these flatbreads. They're all crap. They're all crunchy. What do you recommend with these flatbreads? Like if people are buying them, what do you, you know, what I love once in a while to do at home is to get all the stuff out of the fridge. We have cheeses and olives and flatbreads, and we'll have hummus, perhaps, and other items. And we just love just like having
a spread.
Yeah.
Spread.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, we have two types of products here today. We have our gluten-free product, mm-hmm. which is our Seeded Crisp. The Seeded Crisp is wonderful by itself.
Mm-hmm.
It's very crunchy, mm-hmm. very munchy, and a little salty.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So they really lend themselves to being just eaten by themselves. But they're also wonderful with a dip. So any kind of romesco, hummus, any kind of vegetable dip is just wonderful with them.
Oh, I love it.
So that's our first and our bestseller is the gluten-free Seeded Crisp.
And of course, it's tricky, right? Because you have something that's gluten-free and there are a lot of people who have that, you know, that food restriction. Mm-hmm. And yet it's good for everybody.
It is.
And
it's
delicious.
You don't
want people who are not gluten sensitive to not try these products.
Yeah. We find a lot, you know, we do a lot of markets and events and
sure.
I think I find people that hear the word gluten-free and they just don't want anything to do with it.
Strange.
But
yeah.
But it's really it's gluten-free, but it's also delicious.
It is. That was really delicious.
So then our main product is our hand-rolled flatbreads and these are all whole wheat organic olive oil,
mm-hmm.
and then we have four varieties here today. So our seeded flatbread.
What are the seeds here? Let me guess. So we have poppy. No, there's no poppy on here. What are the different seeds?
So
here?
Looks like sesame and black sesame.
Okay, oh black. Sesame.
That's what you might have thought was poppy.
Right, but
they're
not.
And then you have seeded. I'm sorry.
Are these pumpkin seeds? Or?
You have pumpkin seeds.
Okay.
You have sunflower and you have flax.
Beautiful.
Ooh, and that's some nice crunchy salt.
I love that. Flax seeds are particularly, right? Oil, the oil from flax seeds is particularly healthy.
It's wonderfully healthy. It's full of omega-3s. I think all our seeds are really nutritious and have a lot of wonderful health benefits. And also, we use organic whole grain wheat. So you're getting the benefits of products that are coming from not too far away. We source our wheat from 300 miles away. And it's just really wonderful whole grain.
Mm-hmm.
Everything, I think we touch every single flatbread probably about 5 times in the making of the product. So some people worry about the pricing of the product, and it's partially because it is a truly handmade product. Most crackers you see out there are made with machines.
Right.
And we do use machines. Mm-hmm. You know, we really believe in that balance between craftsmanship and not breaking our bodies.
Right.
But, you know, we try to stay true to the craftsmanship of baking. So, yeah.
Are there any other than the flatbreads, are there any other products you guys make?
Yeah. We make, my favorite, some wonderful shortbreads.
Mm-hmm.
So we have three kinds right now. We have our traditional shortbread that is just got a really nice tooth. It's not too sweet. We also have our herbed shortbread, which is incredible with just a little goat cheese or a soft camembert or something like that. And our chocolate orange, which is kind of my go-to snack. And it's really good.
It sounds good.
And I'm going to give you some
samples. I'm so fortunate. And if you're down in Red Hook, and I'm talking about the one in Dutchess County, not in Kings County. But if you happen to be there and you want to try out some of Marta's wares that we've been tasting and talking about, you can also go to the corner counter, which is right there on the cross section of Broadway and Market Street, right there by the traffic light. And if you just happen to want to try those, or visit potterstable.com for more information, check out what they're doing. Maybe can you order from the website?
Yes, you can order. And if we don't have what you need on the website, just shoot us an email. We're always happy to help.
Sounds
you
like can you're even, human beings here.
Yes, we are. We try to be. We try to be as human as possible. You can even, you know, shipping can be an issue. You can actually just place an order and pick it up from us directly.
Wow.
Save the packaging. Save, you know.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming on. We're going to have to do this again, though. Maybe closer to the holidays, maybe have special items, or you just want to, of course, get the word out more, like about that the holidays are coming up. And hopefully, maybe by then you'll have, if you haven't moved, it may take a little longer than that, but you might have found your new place.
I hope so.
And if you're find it through KZ, please let us know.
We'll do. We'll do.
We'd love to know. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Marta. I really appreciate your making time today, coming down here and hanging out.
Thank you, Adam.
Tuesdays. Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate it.
Oh, anytime. This has been Tasting Tuesdays here on the Midday Show, 98.1 KZE.